wait until the next user group. How are we doing?
Fine. Frogs here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, did we do anything interesting last week? How is your computer?
I found out something really interesting about Mac TV, or what really is useful. You can take things that you've recorded, and one of the menu options is burn it to a DVD. Make a DVD of it. Yes. So I took the opening of the Olympics and made a DVD of it for a couple of people at work who missed it.
Did you enhance it with a little bit more parts too?
No. But it actually puts on its own menu system and everything automatically. And automatically encodes it so that it fits on the DVD. So I said, yeah, encoded medium quality, so I can fit 4 hours onto the DVD. And it just went through, did everything, asked for a blank CD, I stuck it in, the DVD, and it just worked.
So in my spare time, I can get your DVD and watch it?
Sure, yes.
That burns it right on the box, on the Myth TV box?
Yep, I've got a burner on it, and just, I'm putting on a DVD plus R, and burn ISO, and I tried it out on the DVD player, and it worked perfectly. So,
sweet.
I was pretty impressed with that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that I knew that it's a plug-in, or plug-in, it's a... It's head-on.
But yeah, I thought it'd be really useful if you're recording like multiple like half-hour shows and wind up making DVD of them, because it puts all the menu systems right there too, so you can select which episode you want to watch and everything. So,
very nice. So how is your adventure with your computer?
Which one?
Still alive.
The one that's still alive?
Yes.
It's dead.
Both of them on then?
Blown caps on the video card.
So how are you going to do graphics for stuff?
I have to do a old school stuff.
What happened to you? What happened to you? Pen and paper.
Lightning striker.
No, I turned it on, and after about 2 minutes...
It ran out of warranty.
Yeah, it ran out of warranty, exactly.
You just have a bad luck.
What does it do? It just reboots over and over?
Yeah, it'll go for a little while, the screen will kind of flicker, and then a few seconds later it reboots. And I looked and the capacitors are all bubbled up.
The power supply?
It's a little and a soldering iron, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little handy scope.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
On the motherboard or the power supply?
On the video card.
Oh, so,
video
card. Ooh.
And...
Yeah.
No.
Well,
okay.
Well, you can't break it. It's worse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
It can't get any worse. So I'm only out the
is it practice your soldering skills on it anyway.
Lots of
stuff.
I just don't care.
You shut your machine off?
Usually I don't.
Yeah, because that's harder on a video card than anything else. Turning it on and off is more.
I'm just assuming they were crap capacitors. And probably there was like a brownout or something, and it just decided to mess.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was that it's like Chinese labor for happening.
Yeah.
Some of those caps are new, only have like a 200-hour life.
Yeah, they're not great. No. I think the capacitor just kind of stopped running.
Did you feed him?
Maybe the title, but it looks like there's some good stuff.
And then what do you think, how many posters do we need? One, two?
I don't remember.
Posters?
How many flyers?
Flyers?
One, two, three. Well, I'd like the one banner. I think we have a platter. It's probably black and white. So I'd like to have one which goes actually in front of the table. which when people are walking, they'll be able to see it actually.
Yes, because I've got access to color plotters if you need a banner on paper. Yeah.
Okay. There's a banner.
Got a couple HPs and you know, plot something like that.
We are talking about Software Freedom Day.
Oh.
We are organizing here in Oklahoma.
Good idea.
September 20th at Public Library.
It's next Wednesday, right?
Excuse me?
Next Wednesday, right?
September.
Oh, September 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little time.
And then remember, we have 2 weeks actually for advertising in our libraries. So we should have some kind of the people can actually take with them. So maybe two ones. Put it on a CD and the other one was advertising. What is Software Freedom Day?
Software Freedom Day.
What is the difference between proprietary software and free software? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that there was more material like press releases and we could actually sell a lot of stuff from this.
I don't see it.
I'll try and get on the ball. I got a whole digital card that I can throw in.
Okay.
Happens to be a cell phone.
Okay. I like eight chat rooms open over here. And so how is your car? New to you?
It's going.
Wanted to drive a stick shift.
How are you?
Any
better than your sister?
No,
I'm just about to. I've been driving stick for a week now.
How's it going?
I'm okay-ish.
Okay-ish?
Once I get going, I'm pretty good.
So, yeah, I have to put my stick in the back and push to get it rolling.
So, and jumping gas.
Something in the ceiling earlier.
Jumping gas.
Pretty much every time, yeah.
More accelerator and then use the clutch. Most people don't put enough on the accelerator and then feather the clutch out.
No, I just like to have the clutch out.
She's just like,
oh, no, so you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to let the clutch out that fast.
She understands that mentally, but it's the physical aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's tough. It's tricky to learn.
Good.
This.
Good.
I think it makes driving more fun because there's more to do.
I can't
drive. You know, it's boring. You know?
Otherwise, you would have to be smoking. And
sure.
You
don't want to find yourself all eating, putting on makeup, taking your shirt off.
Hey, I would like that.
There's a story about that, but I won't go into it.
Okay. He took his shirt off, like, no, we don't need it.
Yeah, he was changing on his way to work. In his truck while driving stick. Mm. He made it.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Oh, I did. Good? It's very loud. Very far. Yes. Now I realized that car that I'm working on. I got to work and work good for like a company with a lot of computers on the same computers. But for us, since we're going to get computer all the time and it's going to be painful and your accuracy and stuff. So that's not going to work out. So I'm still looking for replacements.
Well, there are two.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, there's more. They call it Smart OSU. And I know that one guy was really raving about it. It's very good. Mondo OSU. And the other one was Media OSU. But I don't know too much about Media OSU. And I think Media OSU, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You guys did together, and talk it through.
Because that's exactly what I want to use.
Yeah. Anything else? When we were talking about the website redesign, does Drupal, do they have the Shopify module? No, does the Drupal?
I thought they were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, so you can get the shopping cart stuff for free, but you have to pay it.
I think that's about quite common practice, but you need to pay for transaction.
Yeah, we could use Google's checkouts, and then you can only buy one
at a time.
But you can put PayPal right on it, right? You can use PayPal.
I looked into that and it's you can buy more, but you still have to have the batteries.
Did you guys get together?
We're at the next one.
Okay.
Next one. Next one.
Okay. That was actually their concern, why they wanted them to redesign it, that they would be able to offer their features.
Yeah, they
want
to be able to sell CDs and stuff. Oh, yeah, CDs. It's just the tickets that they're sending out these
days. Sasha read that when he came to Netflix.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
Sasha read that because he used to come. He was in a chair.
You know, the hard part of it.
He doesn't.
He's been here. It's just not. Did you look at a shipping calculator at all, or do it? Because it seems like shopping carts are pretty easy to do just with a PayPal, you know, PayPal button if you don't want to pay for the credit cards. But then figuring out the shipping, I haven't found any good way to do that. Like PayPal's shipping calculator is really crude.
Unless you say this is just fixed shipping and just X.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing, but somebody bought some stuff from Canada, and I had to pretty much eat the difference in shipping.
Well, a lot of times they say, Canada is international, so we aren't going to be actually shipping international.
Yeah.
So you need to go through a custom, and there's more junk like that.
Right.
They want to be able to do it themselves, so it'd be better not to buy something that's really
good. Yeah.
How about you?
I've been really busy with work, but I got a new laptop. Susie did not go well with it, so I'm trying to redo again.
She's bringing it up.
She's getting it set up, so.
Okay.
I'm glad it's really better.
Okay. So Susie doesn't like you.
No. When you run your updater program, KDE decides it can't display anything anymore.
Is there any problem?
It sounds like standard yes to me.
Yes to yes.
Seems right.
Well, that's not yes at all. That's
yes, the text I don't
find to see it.
Cool. I hope that you like it. Does it like your new hardware?
Well, the screen control was nice and accurate.
Increase the dimness.
Yeah. Down go, no, mine is down go lower and up go higher.
That's what you'd expect.
I don't know how to do that.
I bring her up for a medium instead of a small.
Right.
I'll
keyboard to me. It's a home and home table, home and
end. Are you giving her a medium?
That's the same. I'm used to having a
he has to do is edit the X keyboard.
Have you already ring it up?
Yeah.
Where's the receipt for it?
A little different one. I was thinking about brewing beer again, so that's my stuff. I got a fermenter. Chicago shopping.
Where? It's yeast. Are you doing this by, are you getting malt extracts or the syrup?
I'll start with the malt extracts.
Is there any local supplies around here? So you have basically have to order out.
Not anymore. Wait a minute, dude. This is a place to be. Coffee Grounds may have some stuff. Yeah.
Some small amount.
And there was a liquor store, too, that had some brewing stuff, too. Was it the one on Wood Street? But somebody, I never went there, but somebody told me there was a liquor store in town that had some, you know, minimal amount of brewing equipment.
Yeah, I know only about Coffee Grounds, and but they don't have a lot of stuff.
They don't, nobody around here has any grains.
Go to Minneapolis, to the Midwest Supply. They've got anything you need, really. It's terrific.
I go to Barron. It's
where's that?
Miles. And it is pretty good. There's a guy has it set up more as a mailing order, but he's walking, and you know, you can actually get work. He does it.
I guess that's closer than Minneapolis.
How far is Barron?
About 60 miles.
60 miles.
And it is in the middle of nowhere.
I've been thinking about actually. I found
that's why they call
you can make a fermenter, not a clone fermenter, but just out of food grade plastic. All you really need to do is cut a hole for the airlock and seal it. And
other people, they do it in a. Well, you can do it in a 6 gallon plastic bucket. You know? Or a lot of people do it in a glass. They call it carboys. It's a vessel.
It's like your water bottle.
Well, the whole
like point
of
the
food grade plastic is free.
Excuse me?
It's free. I can just go get a big bucket from somewhere.
Because I know, like, herbs. Water.
Oh, water. Those?
Yeah,
those
carboys work, yeah.
Yeah, how those are called?
Carboys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have also plastic ones, they call them better bottles. So. Mm-hmm.
Bakeries are good places to get 5 and 6 gallon buckets from because they get like egg yolks and things like that in 5 gallon containers, and they're throwing more of them away than they know what to do with. So if you want to do it on a cheap, go buy a bakery and see if you know they'll part with a few of their buckets. They usually have more than one.
I know.
Drive away really fast.
Well, you can do that too, sure.
I know Irvin's and Gerber's has big buckets with sealable lids, so better airtight. I was going to go steal one from them.
So that's all what I was doing. I tried to set up the recording. We are going to be recording, so hopefully we are recording today. because somebody's computer doesn't work. And somebody didn't buy me computer. I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to, you know, it's you buy me computer and you be doing your computer here. I keep on moving.
How are you? Maybe
Sturgis?
No, we didn't close this year.
Sturgis this year.
Oh,
Some days are too busy, some days are too lazy. But that's over. Yeah.
Summer's good.
Yeah. Our school didn't get the computers we wanted, so I hope we give them away this fall. That's sad. Hope for next year, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been setting up squirrel mail on a... with that new Ubuntu and a phone. When we cut the power to it, it wouldn't always come back up when you put the power back on. It's supposed to run unattended with no screen and no keyboard, so, you know, it's got to come back up by itself. And it wouldn't, and it turns out that you have to add this line to the... It's one of the grub, or, you know, that boot menu that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Has a line, and I had to add the word IRQ poll at the end of the kernel line, and then it comes up just fine every time. So that was a little thing. And then
squirrel mail seemed to be, at first it seemed like blazingly fast, and I'm going, wow, this new machine is really great. But then I sorted one of the columns, you know, with all the email in it, and it took forever. And I thought, oh, man, this is hardly any better than the old machine. So then I Googled, because I've been trying to speed up Squirrel Mail for a year, probably. That's why I ended up getting a new computer or not. When I put in Squirrel Mail slow sort, the first Google thing that came up was the answer to the problem. It said there's a setup thing in Squirrel Mail where you can tell Squirrel Mail to let the mail server sort the mail. Don't do it itself, you know. So then instead of the script doing all the sorting, it just requests a sorted list from the mail server, and it's just like that. But I made that change on the old one too, and now the old one's so fast nobody can tell the difference.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. They don't. They think it's the new machine.
So you can take that new machine home.
Yeah, and I also had to learn how to use rsync in order to rsync together the mail directories so that they were up to date. You know,
just don't reverse it.
Yeah.
It
took me a while to figure out how to go across the network with that, but it, you know, there's a lot of good examples on the web. Yeah. But it was funny because I'd learned about searching with Google, because I'd been looking for probably a year on and off for speeding up Squirrel Mail, and I thought I read everything that Google could find on it, but all you got to do is just change one search term. All of a sudden, it's a whole bunch of different replies.
Well, when you are searching, what you can do, let's say you are searching on Old Player and color, right? Never mind.
Are you sure you didn't mean Old Player?
So you had two words, and you want in your search results to return not Old Player.
Right.
So what you do is you do actually double brackets.
Yeah.
Or let's say you have Old Player, and let's say Linux, and you want to see only what is in the Linux. So what you do, you would say plus Linux.
Yeah.
If you say I don't want to see anything but is Linux, then you would say let's say minus Linux. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make it more specific.
One trick is to do your search and then go through the top couple of links and take out words that are listed in the top links that don't relate to your search. Until you're left with only what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So you're eliminating yourself. Yeah. You start off with everything and then you just eliminate the stuff that you're not looking for.
After 100 words of minus, I got my result.
But
as long as you find it, it's okay.
That's the second time, though, that I looked for something for nearly a year on and off and then finally found it. And once I got the right search terms and found it in Google, then I can find it any time I want. But the other one was about an Ethernet card problem with Windows computers, you know, that made slow networking, and I looked all over for that.
Find it, too, in Google. I'll look for other search engines.
Yeah.
There are other search engines that do just as good a job.
There's some pretty good ones. I go to Ask Jeeves sometimes, or
Yahoo is actually
pretty good. Right.
I just heard of a new one. Were we talking about a search engine last week?
Cool.
Anybody try that?
It was big news, and it's done.
It's done.
They had there was something that they were displaying wrong images. When we are here, I was searching on Ubuntu logo Ubuntu, and I got some interesting results. but
that's a good one.
Interesting results.
But you know what? These panties.
I think I have my logo.
Paint is
wow.
What's on there.
So just don't search Ubuntu logo.
No.
That gives a new dimension to free software, doesn't it?
This is for sure for free. Okay. So that's one of search engine and that was
cool. So cool is toast, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's it's not happening online here right now.
That's no, sure. Already, what happened to it? No, it's still running.
C-U-I-L. Use Google and search cool.
You won't find it that way, I'm sure.
I have cool.
Cool, mine's not coming up for Saturday.
Yes.
Did they change their link?
This is.
Oh, my network's down. Oh, that's why. Never mind.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Why did that happen?
And this is a Jewish site.
The network connection.
Jewish
website. Jewish fix that.
Yeah,
it's
in there.
So what it is? The response, and I think this is. Yeah. So they claim that they have the best search engine, but you know, if I would be running my search engine, I would be saying I have the best one too. And, it's displayed different way, you know, so it's more displayed as a something.
Yeah, I like the layout.
You can't get as much information at one time, but it's
I like that there's a little more text from the page.
But yeah.
But it's almost not enough information. It'd be too long to sort through.
This search actually failed because before I was searching, I found our website, and right now I didn't. So I'm not going to use this.
Isn't that right there?
Yep. Well, but it's a search at Technorati.
Yeah, it didn't reach it.
It's a search at okay, never mind.
So it's toast. History.
It's gone.
Gone. Okay. How about you guys?
Well, we had a very musical week this week. There's a program called KeyKit, which is a kind of a graphical way to write music, and it's mostly used. It's a keyboard way to write, produce music and algorithms to make music. It doesn't. The interest to me was it will not in Linux. Linux MIDI drivers are not good enough for it to play an internal synth, so it only worked with an external MIDI device. I'm not sure why that is, but the thing that was interesting to me is that I ran across a way to get the Unos and the 2x2 MIDI Sport, you know, the M Audio things to work. The problem with this is there's some deal where it has to load firmware, and there's no EEPROM on the device. You know, from the 2x4 up, it has a PROM that has the firmware on it. But there's a way to do that. I haven't tried it yet, but I don't want to use my other 2x2 to do it, so I bought a new Uno, and when it comes, I'll let you know whether these instructions work. The only problem building it is you got to load the Athena widgets. You know, the program uses the Athena, those WX Athena widgets, so you have to load the libraries for that. And then the other musical thing was we all probably had some naughty things that we did in our past that we hate to admit to, but there's a Windows program called Buzz. It's a modular tracker synth, and Buzz, which is a newer Window clone of that. Well, there's actually, turns out, a Linux version of this tracker modular synth called Aldrin, which I thought was very clever, because why would they call it Aldrin when it's a kind of a clone of Buzz? Well, of course, maybe you children don't remember, but there's Buzz Aldrin who went to the moon. So, and it builds very easily. You got to put NumPy and the C, I think it's called, it's the Python C types that allow Python scripts to talk to or to use C code. Those are the two other extra things you have. None of those come with Ubuntu. I mean, there's things you just have to go get. But the only extra things you'd have to put in to build that are the Python C types and the what's called NumPy, which is apparently Python routines that handle some number crunching. And then it builds very easily. And other stuff you need, which is called, it's a library called Double ZUB, Live ZZUB, and that's the, but that comes with the source for the program with Aldrin. And it's a nice, you know, if you don't know what a modular tracker is, it's a graphical thing where you pull different devices into the window and hook them up the way you want to hook them. Mm-hmm. You can modify WAV files, and you know, it's a neat thing. It makes nice music.
What software synth were you trying to use that didn't work with that first piece of software?
Oh, any of them. I mean, you know, like QSynth, or it won't work with KeyKit. Yeah, the guy who writes it, he's the guy who programs for the AT&T lab, you know, the Bell Labs in New Jersey. He's been doing this for a long time. He's some big guy with stochastic music and all, and that's what this program is best. But I mean, he basically says, this will not work with an internal synth. And I've tried quite a few and never gotten it to work. Well, he complains about the Linux MIDI drivers. There's something about the MIDI drivers that don't handle all the stuff that this program. And if you try to do it, you'll usually get a message that says that all the MIDI information was not sent.
There's like those SysX messages or whatever.
Yeah, it could be that. I don't know enough about the internal workings of it. I mean, I'm hoping I'll fool around with it enough to know more about that. But, you know, he just insists on having a breakout box. And the bigger ones work. You know, anything over bigger than the 2x4, the USB drivers will load, you know, the firmware and use it. But there apparently is a way where there's a way that somehow with the smaller ones like the Uno and the 2x2 that you can use this FX loader. That is on the Ubuntu list. And there's one way to do it with that, and then there's another way where you can rewrite the UDEV instructions so it'll know how to load the firmware. And I've got instructions for both ways to do that, and I'm going to try them out. I'll let you know how they work.
I use those FX load commands to load different sound waves. I have a sound card that's got a MIDI synthesizer built right on it. I use that to load different sound waves on there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything with the actual firmware. Mine doesn't have any firmware. It's just straight hardware.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it's the file that comes with the installation software for Windows. So what you have to do is start that installation on somebody's Windows machine, stop it, and then pull this file that you need out of the temp file that it's created, and then put that on your Linux box and use the FX loader to load it.
That would be a good job for Wine, it sounds like.
Yeah, Wine would probably do it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know some drivers for... that's pretty much what the Indus wrapper does too. Pulls the firmware for the card out of the Windows driver, sends it to the card.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. A little more progress on the duck house.
It's already built?
Well, the frame is up. We've got a it's a kit for a greenhouse, and we're reinforcing the frame because we don't trust Wisconsin's snow loads on this particular kit.
Is it going to be like a duck castle?
Yeah, it's pretty elaborate. I mean, we should get t-shirts that say duck's best friend or something like that, you know, because we treat those ducks pretty good.
Oh, they must be special.
Are you doing it for the eggs then?
Well, we do like the eggs. We do like the eggs. The Indian runner ducks are better layers than many other, and we often had the neighbors lying on the floor hiding when we came over to try to give them some more eggs. So
I have to say,
throw them at their houses.
I have not to my say, style. We have a listener right now.
Oh,
and he wants to jam
with you.
He's the guy who has a Linux Basement podcast. So.
Well, I don't know how to do this IRC stuff yet. I've never managed to practice that.
Maybe you need to take a day off on your desk.
I might have to.
And just to do that.
Yeah, I've heard you could pick up girls that way too. So I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try.
It might be
very
long. It might
be very long distance relationship over the wire.
So what does he want? He's asking a question, or he just wants to?
He wants to wear his ripped jeans. Linux Basement.
Does he know you're talking about it?
I see no girls.
Yeah, well, that's not, you know, throwing the eggs and this, neither one are my style, so.
No, I see. You got safe, Chad. How about you, Elliot?
I've been working on a menu for our software CD and continuing working on these workstations here. So I haven't gotten much done with the menu. I just picked out a good-looking CSS template, and I've been reworking it a little bit and trying to figure out how we'd like things. But this is the template so far.
Nice. Yeah.
It's kind of dark.
No, I think it's good. It's very readable. That's very nice.
a little bit more graphic.
That's what I said, a little, more art.
Yeah, like YouTube is telling us about this website here.
A little more art.
So let's say like they have actually icons with...
yeah, no, I planned on doing that with the software. This was just like a about open source type page, and then there's a link to a list of applications.
Or if you think that something about CD, there needs to be more info, let's say one page to another page, means that you want to create two pages, and so you have a home page, and then you can actually go from one page to another page, it's local, that's fine too.
Yeah, that's what I plan to do, is to go through, to do multiple pages.
And just to keep you on the tippy toes, we were sort of talking about the software we are going to do, and I broke it out into
categories.
Different groups, categories, and I guess probably we could go through what we think, you know, how it looks like, and we probably should go and check the licenses on all these.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. I was going to double check the licenses and I don't know, try and find some just a little snippet of information from each site or something about each package.
Well, in that PDF file that I was showing last week, which is on Software Freedom Day, there for a lot of these programs, there is actually a longer description that somebody already wrote.
Yeah.
In fairly consumable way. So I'm going to say, like, on the bottom, I left these guys out.
Yeah.
Said, like, NSN. I couldn't find a license, and then there's a pigeon, which is, I think, doing the same thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to include... Well, we can fit a lot on the software. I just wanted to include more options in case, you know, people want to... Would rather use something
that... That's my option. I there are games, so I found a few more games. Or, let's say, I opened this, there's stuff for kids. Web development and programming. So I would say that if people find more programs like that instead of two of the same, even though it's not completely true, because Notepad++ plus and...
Yeah, and I thought that some of the stuff like Dr. Python or Java Integrated Development Environment, if somebody's going to the library and they're going to pick up a CD of open source software, I figured that somebody that's using Eclipse or Dr. Python probably wouldn't be able to find that themselves. They really wouldn't get any value from this. And the other thing was that if we have a CD full of things that people aren't going to understand, I think it's going to scare away a lot more people than it's going to draw in. We want something that people are going to understand
more
and
games.
Feel comfortable using. Yeah, more games.
Eclipse
more.
Ain't going to fit anyone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Eclipse. You just got me there. So Dr. Python is gone too. Dr. Python is gone too.
Oh,
and composer.
Maybe digital circuit simulator.
Maybe composer. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot more common.
I use composer just to format stuff, you know, and then do it for everything else. So these two gone?
Sure.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got for games?
Well, for kids, it's Tux Paint and games, pretty fine. What is that?
Mango.
You didn't put that on.
Free links.
Battle for Westcom. Right now, that's the open source game.
What's it called?
Battle for Westcom.
Oh.
It's a turn-based strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it.
WESNOTH.
N-O-T-H.
N-O-T-H.
Never mind, I'll find it.
Go West. It's just West.
West.
You guys are too picky, and I have my glasses,
right?
So I have excuse. I do have...
That's like the going.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least the
going.
Right.
DAC and Gate.
Cool. Shouldn't there be a web browser? I mean, that's a...
Yeah, that was on there.
Yeah, you have a web browser? Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, you got Blender?
Yeah. All right.
So
Open Office, right.
We have Open Office Suite, so there's Office Suite, what it is.
Mm-hmm. Email client, right?
Oops, I'm sorry. Then Internet, we have Logic for RSS client, Firefox for browser, Juice for podcast catcher. Do we know better for podcast catcher? It'll do the job. I'm not too excited about it. It's like G-Potter, and it'll do the job. Miro, do you know?
Miro doesn't it?
But it is more geared towards video content. It will be a, yes.
There was in one of my electronics things, either a little blurb on that Blender, or that movie they created. I guess they your own animation movies now.
Yes. It just, if I would start my own movie,
it would take a long time.
It does take a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have 8 people for the beach, whatever was the name.
Rabbit.
What is the name of
Big,
rabbit?
Big rabbit.
Big Buck Bunny.
Yeah.
Big Buck Bunny. It took them 8 months, 8 people.
8 months to do that.
10 minutes. 15-minute show.
Was it anime? Like computer anime?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a lot in there. That's what they had actually donated Render Farm.
Oh, wow.
How about something like GTK Pod, so people will really appreciate the advantages of free software so they won't have their iPod controls taking them to the online store all the time?
I don't know if GTK Pod is for the I don't know if GTK Pod is
Oh, probably not. No,
see,
yeah.
There's
an Amarok for Windows, though, isn't there?
It's not. I think they want to have it ported, but it is not. As well as
they do. There is Amarok
for Windows.
I thought I
saw Amarok
for
Windows, yeah.
But I think you have to install some other backend stuff.
So then we have
like a
Sigwin. It's IRC and IM client.
Mm-hmm.
We have Thunderbird, and there was a XChat, the IRC client. And then I call it Creative. So Audacity, Blender. Do you have a better one?
No, I was going to say also be careful when you have XChat and not Creative Windows friendly.
So is Pigeon better?
Well, Pigeon, I don't think, is IRC.
You can do IRC.
Yeah, you
could.
Just did it.
A lot of people use Pigeon to IRC.
I use the How to Rock website.
Thank you.
Will those connect to AOL?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your Pigeon requires to multiple protocols. So no FChat.
Might have to load that one.
It is the open source. I might have to load that. Very fussy, but I should compile it for Windows for free.
Songbird?
Even though the source is
what's Songbird?
Shall we have a Songbird?
What is
audio.
It?
Yes. Songbird. That's a player, music player. Thanks, Jack. So we have Audacity, Blender, GimpPaint.net. Some people requested that. Inkscape, Zara. So if we have a paint.net, we'll take this one.
Is Zara free?
It is now. It is.
Oh, really?
It just open sourced it recently.
Oh, really?
Should we keep you there?
It's really a huge
sure.
thing.
You're right.
I think paint.net, while open source, is also one of those $14
licenses. That's MIT license. Yeah, people from MIT. I think it's under MIT.
Well, it's definitely under the commercial.
No commercial?
Last I saw it was
so
education.
Which one was that?
I would like to, yes. I know.
Well, I recommend it.
I'll close my eyes. Inkscape, Scribus, Doug's Guitar, then there was a Rose Garden.
There's a
Windows version for that?
Yes.
Okay, so. It's definitely a good tool.
Celtex, it's new, I don't know. It was for media pre-production software. It means you can do storybooks. You can take, like, what it was, writer notes, stuff like that. QCAD and Ray Tracer program. It's probably a duplicate of Blender.
POV
Ray Tracer? No, it's a
POV Ray's
Ray Tracer built in.
Yeah.
Does it have operating?
Yeah, it's
POV Ray's not very, you know, non-experienced user-friendly. I mean, you have to be pretty sophisticated to script it.
It's a great program.
It's great. It really is. But you've got to know how to write the code.
Yeah.
Although there are some front ends. You know, GUI design things. Well, I can't think of the name of any of them right off the hand, but there's several front ends. Yeah. I mean, that certainly would not be something.
It's like that other stuff that was... If you knew about that and were using it, you wouldn't be going to
a standard Windows user is just going to go right to Blender and start making models in Blender and render using Blender. Because it's got all the GUI right there for you.
I'm pretty sure Blender probably uses POV, right? Or
you can have it use that. Yeah. There's also a Radiosity.
Yeah, Radiosity.
Nice. I don't know what...
Hey, we have feedback up there. So what else we are supposed to do? Free cell?
Free call.
What is free call?
It's a clone of Civilization.
So that's a game?
Yes.
Should we put it there?
Sure. Those games will never fit on a CD.
Well, Sudoku, I mean, is another basic, you know, Windows kind of game. I mean, almost all those games are available.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Battle West Map might not fit, but Recall, if you said, is a small install file.
Is it small? I thought the media was pretty big. I could be wrong. What does it do? I know Flight Gear is
like Civilization. There's Civilization form.
Simulator SimCity or?
Somewhat like SimCity. More of like when you create your society and you
go around. And he's saying that size matters. Let's move on. Good call.
Yes.
Okay, so we have QCAD, we have PLC, Songbird, thanks. Utility, the backup, R. I cannot say that.
But Adam,
Adam is trying that and he really likes it. He's saying it's very similar like as SQL backup, but it is cross-platform. And you can go, what it does, it creates like repositories, and from any operating system you can go to any repository and you can retrieve the file from over there. And you can do full backup, incremental backup, or you can merge your incremental backups. So he was quite excited about it. 7-zip, I didn't know Z-zip, but I know that I use 7-zip. Handbrake, Azurius, what is this? Woozy, what is Woozy?
Probably just views, I guess.
File sharing?
That was there, so do we know what it is?
No.
I think it was a. I think I found that on that website.
Yeah, you can only use it for legal purposes. What is it? Do we know KeePass?
Yeah, KeePass just keeps your passwords, and you just
like
log into it once. It's like any of those robocode pass keys or any of those kind of things. It's a useful utility. Okay.
There was a turbo cache?
Yeah, and there's also NuCache, and there's a Windows version of NuCache now.
Okay, we have two for space. One was Solaria, and the other one was, I cannot say that.
Celestia.
Celestia. I think it's open source license, but I really couldn't find a license there. Here's your register. See, if your register blows up, you can open this program and you can say, oh, what colors do I have? Resistor? Yeah, oh, resistor.
Resistors generally don't blow up.
No. They melt. Really they melt.
Yeah. Yeah, they melt if you short something out.
Yeah. Yeah. They can melt.
I'll just weld it. CD burn software.
There was one I thought on the list. I thought it was something called like
K3B. Yeah, that's. But I don't think there's a Windows version of it.
I'm not aware of. So let's look for some CD burning if we know that.
VLC will play.
VLC will play. Probably people are using that resistor one. Python was
very
cool.
It's pretty anyway.
You know, nerdy. No, geek, pretty nerdy. Yes,
nerdy the two together.
Well, we have this digital circuit simulator, so who is going to be using this?
Take a look at that one.
We'll probably use that.
Yeah.
And then if
the resistor one is pretty simple.
It is simple.
Simulating a circuit is, slightly more complex. Okay, red equals two.
Sounds like
your first high school program you're growing up.
Let me tell you, when I was growing up, that was about 2 years ago. I was actually doing some electronics, and I bought me a resistor. And then it was pain on the butt to find out what is the value of the resistor. There's those stripes, and I did have this program.
Take the first two colors, transfer the numbers, then you take the third color, multiply it by that many zeros, and you're done.
I would really love the program at this time.
The next one is always gold, unless you got an expensive one.
Silver over.
Yeah,
that's your tolerance value.
It's tolerance, 5% or 10%.
I don't understand how gold is worse than silver in tolerance.
Gold is harder to see on the ground casing.
That's good. And if somebody wants to learn Spanish, you have that, and I cannot pronounce it.
Does that one talk through your speakers? Or?
No idea. No. Just let me know. all that I know from Spanish is quesadilla and taco.
Learn?
Burrito.
How about una más?
Suervo.
Cerveza.
Cerveza.
Yeah, all native Spanish speakers.
You should learn cerveza.
Yeah. Cerveza. Una más.
Una más.
One more.
No, that's a
beer.
Cerveza is beer. And you never ask for one more beer. You just say one more. Una más.
We have another category is web development and programming. So there's Composer, Node++, Gvim, and WinSCP. And I guess if somebody is going to be
What does secure copies mean? What does WinSCP do? What does secure copies mean?
It's secure FTP.
It's a Windows version of the SCP command. So copying over SSH.
It is very graphical.
Okay.
It pretty much makes it a window, an Explorer window that you can just drag and drop through SSH.
In the background, it's using Pyre.
Yeah.
So wouldn't secure file manager say more of what it does in terms of describing it?
You're on Windows and you have a Linux server, and the only way to get to it is you would use this guy to get to your files.
It's just like going into Nautilus.
No, I get it, but I just don't think secure copies tells you what it does. I mean, you should say secure file manager or something like that,
You guys are just picky.
Well, comprehension is kind of important.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to get these people to see what this does, I mean, I just think file manager to a Windows person says a lot more about what it does.
What if we don't have a good description, we probably should go on the website and find out.
Sure.
probably want to edit all of the descriptions, possibly.
Does anybody here know how to use Midnight Commander to go across a network, you know, for a file? You know, like, because you can run that.
Well, no, that it can.
Yeah, it can, but according to their help, it can, but that's as far as I could get with it. It's possible.
This is what we are supposed to say. Lockier, more roots, please.
Or the survey support for work.
How come we're in the basement chat room?
Okay. Nobody said por favor in the Spanish bars that I hung around in, that's for sure.
Whatever it says. And G Compris. I use the package G Compris.
Yeah, we can do it like that.
It's pretty good. Yes. And for the games, we have Pretty Mine, New Blues, Lin City,
just signed it out.
Fight Gear, Dux Racer, Battle for whatever it is, and three whatever it is.
We could add
thousands on. I can add thousands on. Well, only if you would check your email.
He needs a video card to do that.
Yeah, I need a computer.
Send me an audio file. I can't see anything. I don't have a video card. Send me an audio file.
You will be able to download it.
You could use this like brand new invention. It sends audio. I think it's called a phone.
I don't have your phone number.
Do you want to share with us?
No, that's okay.
What is a snow covered mountain?
Oh no, that one just pasted something there.
Don't ask, right? So, what do you guys think?
Sure.
What are you doing for the state?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Soft for Freedom Day is, anybody want to know? I'll tell you what it is. Here it is. Software Freedom Day is an annual event whose goal is to make people aware of free software that is an alternative to proprietary software and encourage people to use it. Software Freedom Day is a celebration of free and open source software. Our goal is to educate the public about benefits of using high quality FOSS, or free software, in education, government, and personal use.
Okay.
What did you call, like, the Telegram? I tried to contact Channel 13, but I didn't get any response back. Do you know anybody who uses Telegram?
Oh, Don Wicker, the editor.
Okay, you just volunteered.
Okay.
All right. Yes, we need to have more publicity.
They have a pretty good web page, too. As far as newspapers go, I think that's one of the best newspaper web pages that I've seen.
Yeah.
It's fast and it's mostly information, not a lot of crap. You know. Yeah. It's very good.
So if we can, I asked the guy who did Score Analytics here for me, and I asked if he would be interested to do the story, but I have not heard anything back. I think I mailed him Tuesday or Wednesday.
So you who was that? Set up in the library, or is this showing people how to use this stuff?
This is what will happen. I contacted the library, and they agreed to do this. We, as a people, we cannot be in a library, but what they will do, the 2 weeks prior to the event, they are going to have a dedicated table to the information. And then on a Soft Freedom Day, we will be actually outside of the library. And we will have flyers and handouts, and we are planning to have 100 CDs printed and 20
people. Have you talked to that guy at all? Do you think he'd work with us? Because it's...
Did you?
Are you going to talk to the guy?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Thank you. Are you? Okay. You promised it last year, didn't you?
didn't promise anything except for that file. You got the file.
Yes, yes. I know that you were really dumb, you know, for your computer.
Right.
He's trying to annoy us enough that we'll all chip in and buy him a new video card or something.
Oh, how do you like that? Do you? Yeah, that's really a nice form factor.
About the same as yours, isn't it?
Well, this is, you know, if this had been available at the time, I like these better, but because you got function keys for one thing. Well, you really miss them if you don't have them.
Last week, Brian had 10 inches.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
the keyboard is a little
awesome. Oh, that's a nice keyboard. Very nice. How's the battery life? Oh, yeah. That's very nice. And wireless, I imagine.
Yeah, wireless.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I thought there'd be a lot more of that size of computers out by now, you know, like for back to school kind of things, but they're still $500-$600 laptops.
Yeah. We even have Harold listening. See? Wouldn't it be amazing? It's amazing. But nobody's actually checking the IRC channel. And I can't be reading and checking and chatting.
They had her connect, but.
Ah, so even Todd is there.
Yeah, look at that.
There
you go. Click
up gold there.
Clicky.
Yeah.
Clicky.
List of open source games.
Oh, that would be cool.
Just click on it.
It
sure will.
And highlight it. All you gotta do is click on it. Huh?
Just make it easy. You know? These young people are just overexcited.
Oh, well,
Jesus, wow.
Wow. That Wikipedia, that's got everything.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. SuperTalks. Wow. We had an article about that.
Yeah.
And that Tremulous is actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
Tremulous? I actually thought Tremulous was something great.
No, it is. Yes. If you actually get into it, it's, you know, team-based strategy.
That looks cool.
It's a lot better than running around randomly shooting at people and then
being
bored with it
after. I don't know.
Have you tried it?
I don't get bored.
I'm not going to tell you to
try it. Well, like, I don't know. Quake. I got bored with Quake, but Counter-Strike.
So when I like team based, I guess.
Well, yeah. Counter-Strike's team.
Which one?
Go back to your IRC.
IRC.
Why
don't
we show the
EC
log?
I don't know.
Somebody logged in there as an EC log without
that. Oh, spot. That must have been that setting that I thought was the name of the.
I'll tell you who.
I thought it was.
I'll tell you who is
it. No, it says the right name here.
User info. Who is?
It's the purple is from. No, purple is from. That means it's Pigeon. And then here's actually your. Address.
Right, but on her PC it's the correct name. Like it's the correct link name here.
I think you can set it up. And if you have the same IP address that I have, it means that we are coming from the same group.
If that's what it's
my real name.
When you first add the IRC to Pigeon, you gotta send a name.
But I think you can change it.
I just added an account when I was sitting there, so that's my username. But it says the right one here.
Yeah.
You can't have two people the same name, right?
No, you can't have that. In those checks.
Unless it's confused because they're both coming from the same computer.
I doubt
that. Yeah, maybe they're numbered
out.
Yes, you could not, in a server, you could not.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
That's what the... Try
logging
out. Try turning it off now again.
Log out, reboot, control delete, and then log back in.
Control off backspace.
Restart. Retest. What is retest?
Testing again. It's like test, but
test two. Sorry, I did test one.
Test zero.
Test zero.
Test zero. Zero.
Test and then test zero because you've already done test. This is the first, second test. So
no,
test
the second
zero.
One is this one.
That's right.
No,
the second one is test zero.
So zero is a
test zero. No, but the first test is just test. Because if that works, then you don't have to go on.
Maybe you can't start with zero before zero.
Oh, yeah.
It's you too. Yep. You can do slash name. So well, that would be her name was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
That's 2.0.
There it works.
There you go.
Piece of sex.
Yeah.
Did you play the sex?
So, what are our other things here?
Super Tux card. I actually did some coding.
So, I played it.
3D.
These two?
Yeah. Do the lower one.
Just the lower one?
Tux card, I think.
Super Tux is good too.
Both of them?
That's cool.
Just get a video game and then make a link to that.
Yeah.
Has anybody checked what is that, Stendhal? MMO? Stendhal?
Yeah.
Did it look cool?
The only issue is there's so much
last year.
With these games, is the not even run.
I don't know where it is.
So that's the issue. I think the issue. I think Tremble is runs, but I know how it is.
You don't want to know. You just do
it. Oh, God. It looks like.
I have found a dedicated Linux distribution. It was an entire CD, and it was just filled with games and yes, bootable. And just.
Oh, yeah. That'll popularize it. Like Game Bundle or something like that? It's like a distribution that's got games on it. It goes right on. Yeah, it's got some
editor. It's looped like that.
Sure. But we don't have saxophone here, so don't get excited. So are we done? Our 2 minutes of fame,
yes.
Which ran to 2 hours?
Yes.
Yeah, it always ends up like that.
We didn't start for an hour until 20 hours.
Yeah. Cool. So should we go on the newsletter?
Sure.
The email where I sent last week was food feature with all links attached.
That links didn't work.
Yes. I don't know actually what happened. It was sent as a text instead of HTML.
Oh.
That's what happened, but I don't know how that happened.
You know, when Thunderbird asks you if you want to send it in simple HTML or simple text or HTML, who doesn't want, why do they have that option?
Some people don't want to receive HTML email.
Yeah.
Some people think it shouldn't even be used on the web because it hogs bandwidth.
Well, and it's a good way to put redirects and things like that in there that can take it.
Email readers won't even show HTML.
Right.
So if you're just typing text, you would just send it in that text mode.
Mostly, that's probably a lot of us.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot more dirty things you can do with HTML.
You can still have a link in an email, or does that be HTML?
That's HTML.
No, in a plain text email, it wouldn't be a hot link anyway. I mean, you can put the URL there.
Means that you don't say click here, but you say click and whatever is the link while you're able to say click.
Yeah, you don't have the clickability.
Yes,
unless
right.
the
mail reader detects the link for you and figures out this is the link because it starts with HTTP.
Then inserts it.
And then it says, okay, maybe click on it. But if your client doesn't do it, then plain text doesn't have it.
All right.
Well, last week there was Linux World, I think, in San Francisco. And maybe we'll talk about this, but there was big announcements. IBM was saying that they partnered with Ubuntu, Novell, and Red Hat to deliver this nice marketing strategy.
So
Microsoft free this stuff worldwide. And it's a very ambitious project. They were saying that this is marking 10th anniversary when IBM started this Linux. So they were saying that this is a step. And I think that they don't have thinking about Microsoft free desktop, but not me and you, but the enterprise. I think that's what is the caveat. But you don't have to care about the and there was a lot of articles about that, as well as then a few days down the road, there was a lot of commentary if how hard it's going to be and if they can remember and what it means. From this desktop point of view, I think it's a good thing because it will be the desktop is going to be more polished. And we all be like the more polished desktop. You know? Because, well, unless your graphics card, then you don't care about polish. Never mind. I wasn't listening enough to care. Okay, good, good, good. Another news was the VMware Joy Linux Foundation. I think they are gold members. Gold member is I think $1 million a year in membership fees. Mozilla reveals the Firefox of the future. Last week we were talking about it. As well as there was something we called Mozilla Snow. And I think it's a messaging protocol. Is it a messaging application? Not sure. I wasn't too sure about it either. I thought it was a protocol, but it was a messaging protocol. Program? I see how many people read that, Nicholas. I think I need to cut it down again. This one? The first one? Last week we had a little demonstration about whatever it was. And, I talked about desktop, how you are going to have a desktop, and it's not going to be one application, and you'll be able to move and very hard to conceptualize. I'm not going to actually watch, I guess.
Yeah, I've never seen any of those that really look like they work.
More RAM, yes. More RAM. So, it looks like you can maybe circle of some applications say, oh, I want to bring them forward, so that they will definitely work brought forward. Something like this, I think Microsoft had of grouping things.
Yeah, you can do that. Right?
Yeah, so I know it's
not as pretty as that.
What else? Intel is going to have their own discrete graphics card. So if you wait long enough, you can buy it.
Yeah, we'll wait.
If you have stock in NVIDIA, you might want to sell it. Seriously. They won't be in business 2 years from now.
NVIDIA? Yeah.
They can't afford to. Nobody can afford to, compete head-to-head with Intel, really.
Because Intel, they also have their ventures.
Yeah. That's old.
Yeah.
No. There'll be a niche. Yeah.
But in the discrete market, they pretty much just took over as the point in the discrete market. So, AMD hasn't responded at all to the NVIDIA's turning into a world that is not out, and that's all they have. So, they do have a chip set business as well. But I think the Intel Heavy is not going to do so well in the fact that by the time you finally get to the market, they're already going to be probably progressing the CPU in a similar direction.
Yeah.
Because if you've read the way Larry works, it actually is based off of the Pentium 1 architecture, Pentium 1 and Pentium 12, with an expanded SIM or MX protocol. And it's really something that I can see them adding to the processor.
So why don't they do that? What's the problem?
Well, standard extension sets for one of them. And architecture is a problem too. I mean, it's going to be based on an x86, but it's not going to be completely x86 with the extension.
Yeah.
Because as we've seen with programming on multi-core over the last 3 or 4 years, they have monstered this getting to 2 cores, and now it's even slower on the 4 more cores. So.
And they cannot get faster speeds, so they have to go better on more cores.
Yeah.
And, so what are you going to have on those cores? You are going to have one audio core, and you are going to have video core.
Yeah.
And.
So many ways of breaking on. That's part of the reason I see the rarity not doing as well. It's great that Intel's a big market for our competition. But at the same time, right now the proposed layout for this car is actually a 32 process thing. It's pretty difficult to break up.
Linux is supposed to be supported.
Supposedly, there's no official announcement yet, but Intel has been very good with their last chip last 2 years.
Plus, NVIDIA made some mistakes on their last chipsets, and they've been having a really high failure rates. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's the end for them.
And now there's a lot of
interest
spreading out to almost an entire 89,000
series. Yeah. I'd be surprised if they were in business a year from now.
Well, they should be. I have NVIDIA. Actually, well, yeah. They should open that before they go out of business.
They are also the company that bought 3DFX. So they get a I don't see NVIDIA opening up too much. That's why that's the biggest reason I like this Intel being able to be one of the biggest rather than doing any results. But being that they're projected so far out, it's not so likely. There's no question that NVIDIA can still turn on and make good hardware, but not because they don't support that much.
I already thought there was
program, which you can usually bypass software that arrives from the desktop. I think what it is that you can look at whatever is going on in a network. So it looks pretty. I'm not sure what it is. How about that? So that's why I'm waiting for more educated and smarter people.
That else?
Well, that would be you guys. I don't see how this is any different than the GDWRT. The GDWRT has all this information too.
Yeah, but that's also has to be programmed in the router.
I thought this was an
application router just running Linux. So
yeah, but I thought this was like application I would be running here.
GDWRT did even get the same software for your desktop.
Does this monitor, will this work for any chipset? Which is that specific?
Hey, this is a little off topic, but does anybody know if there's any video drivers for old Windows 98 machines to use the wide aspect screens?
Doubtful.
Doubtful, huh?
I don't think they had wide aspect screens.
They didn't have, no. No,
it isn't. But if there are any of the other drivers, a lot of times they can modify it too. Obviously not that visible.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just got a monitor for somebody's machine at work, and they run a Win98, and all the circles come out like, flat ellipses. Yeah.
Well, you could fix that by just adjusting the monitor to true that up, but you won't use
the
full screen. Yeah.
The monitor. You just have to shrink the width.
Yeah, shrink the width till it looks round. But, I mean, it kind of, it doesn't use the monitor.
Yeah, it defeats the purpose, I guess.
Right. But, I mean, it would look a little more sane.
Yeah.
Whoever bought a widescreen display for a Windows 98 machine?
Well, we got a deal. We had to buy a new computer, and Dell had this deal where you could get a flat screen for real cheap. So we said, well, we'll put it on a different machine, probably. Yeah.
In the applications this week, we have quite a few interesting applications. There's the backup software. I cannot say it, but it is Arika, Angulanda.
Couldn't do any better. That's about what I'd come up with.
Yeah. And the Boxy is interesting. It's a service, but they're supposed to have a client, and it's supposed to be Web 2.0, your multimedia management. And it does have a Linux client, so there's Mac client, there's Linux client, there's a Windows client as well. But they are going to have a Windows client there too. It's an alpha release, so if you sign up for it, it's on invite basis. And what it's doing is that it is managing your files, or let's say you can see what your friends are watching. And if your friends are watching something you don't have on your drive, it goes on the web and tries to find appropriate content for whatever they are watching. And it finds only legal material. So if you are watching a movie and the whole movie is on the web is illegal, it will try to find out the trailer. So it was a very interesting concept.
I don't know if I want my
friends
know.
Yeah.
Friends, right.
Yeah, in LA. Yeah, but it was back in LA.
Now Big Brother sitting up there over mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it reminded me a little bit like one goes Elijah. So probably you could manage it your older files. It is not DVR, but it's from the
Actually comes in the front end back end.
It was interesting. There was some docs, so not just AWP, but some different docs. and then we have a fog. I guess the fog didn't pan out. So it worked great. You do have IT. There was a G thumb. I installed G thumb. Our game's G thumb. G thumb is pretty much just a browser of your images. So,
manual copeland?
I think it reads on the yes, but it is much, much simpler. It's simpler.
That's good, because that Picasso was kind of too much, wasn't it?
So you can call it C and S or one to one fifth. Well, there you go. So, yeah, there's the trouble. How about that? It's for me.
Yeah, can't you buy the kid a screwdriver for
$5? He's going to get a screwdriver.
He's going to grow up warped.
He's getting started. Yeah, he's getting started.
I think he's on to something.
Absolutely. He's a worker bee.
Yeah, there's what happens.
Yeah, he's hauling trucks.
He built that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a 2-year project. It took us 2 years to build it. And right now they go to neighbors' ones. So, how about this one? So, it's just a manager. It's a very simple manager. I think that it can read raw files. So if you have raw files running down converted, you can actually see that. Notepad plus plus is Windows only application. It's a text editor. Yes. I don't know if you can tie a compiler to this one. It was a fairly cool feature. This website is an interesting website. There are DRM-free music or audio files. So anything what is in public domain. People read, and then you can, for a minimal amount, you can actually purchase. And after 5 years from publishing, it becomes a creative commons. So if you wait 5 years, then you can see it. So
this like for online books?
Yes. James Spencer. I'm listening to podcast right now about the homebrewing, and he has a very good podcast, but he did a few books here. So let's say his Christmas Carol. And then it will tell you that it's going to be posted on December 2005, and when it becomes to be, I think if I click on it, it will tell me when it becomes to be Creative Commons. There is, 2010. And if you want to listen to it, it's like $5 or $6. And it is,
so is there a lot of stuff on here that's free now because it's over the date?
I think so. Well, some.
That's also on $100,000.
Yes. Right. So down two things.
100,000 people?
And this guy is actually a jail to four. So this one is what's like 2 hours and 40
minutes. It'll be 500,000.
And he is working for NPR. And he has the audio voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's doing a pretty good job. It's no more than free.
So you're just paying this guy to listen to him read Charles Dickens.
You can download it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a DRM-free, so yes,
it's a disappear. Right there.
Yes, and it's a Christmas Carol. So Charles Dickens, Christmas Carols. If you want somebody to read it to you,
it costs you $5.
It costs you $5.
It's cheaper to go to like 4 years.
Yes. Or you can wait 2 more years.
Yeah. So there is a free content there too.
The free stuff there.
There is a stuff you just posted as of right now, and it's free. But I don't know how long is that. So it's like this one is free.
You should just download all the free stuff. This one is like your own library.
And do it for $5.
You can charge $250,
$100. Free or $250. So it was an interesting site. And I got to it from James Spencer. So. Record your desktop tools. It was an interesting article because record your desktop wasn't included in there. So you have, let's say, Istanbul and Wink. I never heard about Wink, but I heard about Istanbul. So what else is there? Ubuntu, all apps, not. Well, this is an article that what kind of commercial applications are going to be, well, they have commercial applications. They are free software applications, but they most likely have a support, but you will pay for it. So there's Alfresco. Alfresco is a content manager system. There is Lotus Symphony. You can get it for free. Zimbra, it's your collaboration suite. Unison, I think Unison is backup solution. So this is actually what they are going to have in the repository. And Dell ships 5 already parent systems. So they are shipping 5. They added this to Studio 13 and XPS M1530. These are the regular ones we're heading for. This one is 15 inch, and this one is 13 or 12.9 or whatever it is. And this is a desktop. You see that people are probably buying more laptops than desktops. That's why they have a bigger selection of the laptops.
Do they still have that deal where it actually costs more to buy a Linux computer than it did to buy a pretty close to the equivalent Windows one for a while?
I don't know.
For a while, it was like $50 more.
Yeah, some people are watching closely, but I have not heard any uproar recently.
Yeah.
I know that with these ultra affordable, they did, let's say, like Windows is going to cost you less, but it has a lesser hardware than
Windows. Well, this model, they cost the same price, but the Linux came with
20 gig
solid state than the Linux came with
a model. Oh, okay.
So that's...
That's all they...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a few more how-to. Easy develop and deploy web application from Subversion. That's like everybody's going to do at home.
How's it?
Yes. And it is true, you know, if you are developing web applications, you probably, even though when you are just running, website, you probably should stick it to a Subversion and be able to do it.
That's so easy.
Is it really easy? I've never tried it, but it's probably a good idea, huh?
Just sync, none, okay.
Really?
So, it's actually a full feature article. I run a website, I don't do that. Not that I would want to. Tips and tricks. It's about dependencies on Red Hat. I do not run Red Hat, but it was if somebody heard about RPM Pal, so there's up to date, and then you are actually specifying what from software and what projects that you find. I don't know exactly how up to date. How up to date works? Do you have any experience?
I don't use up to date.
Okay.
Actually, Fedora doesn't use up to date anymore. It uses Yum.
Yeah. And Yum is resolving these dependencies.
Yeah.
I guess I'll scrap this one. Then.
Well, if you're using Enterprise Red Hat.
Yes. And that's what it was. That was in the next section. remove Mono from Ubuntu Hardy. If somebody's talking anti Mono, there's your how-to. Use SSH local and remote port forwarding, so how you port forward your SSH. Network time protocol. The thing what the book, this article was that you set up yourself one server with a FTP and then you point your client.
So instead of having all your PCs
and the servers. And write Unicode characters with a compose key that's actually cap lock key. So you can select it that it's going to be another key, compose key. And then you can do your special characters. Voila.
Interesting.
And that's coding.
Is that GNOME?
It's like this is in KDE, this is in GNOME, so it's for both of them. So let's see, there you have it.
So you hold?
You hold the capital. The capital, then. You need to select that you need to map that key first.
Wow, what is the default?
The default is the cap lock.
That's under a web
preferences system.
Let's go there.
I don't think so. So we go to.
I didn't want to go to the website.
System preferences and
keyboard.
And then.
Layouts.
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 No. Layout options.
I think, right.
Layouts, layout options.
Right.
In layout?
Yep. Compose key position.
There it is. Fourth one now.
Yeah.
And then you can do
layout
this whole problem. I cannot close it, then I will not remember it. So there you have it. Try it at home.
Then you just have to know that list that gives you, right?
Yes. So if you are using something, most likely you will remember it.
Like a degree sign or
dollar sign. Oh, I think they were saying the dollar sign is not a special character.
Well, there it makes a degree. Yeah. Well, that's
so
old.
You have copyright, reserve. Trademark, degree. Yeah, I think they're saying the dollar sign is not a special character.
What do I mean? It's
pretty
dumb. How hard is it to type the period three times?
Double. I think that's a different character, actually.
Is it?
Yes,
really?
This is actually.
You probably put them closer together.
Outlook, when you put
the kerning is probably different.
It screws it up and it's like you have to undo every time.
Kerning is different, I guess.
Yeah, same thing with two dashes. It's supposed to, or in like Word, it combines them into a
single longer one.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna talk about something else. So that would be about it for me for having a newsletter for today.
But the last one?
That was the last one. So I don't have any more knowledge.
Bullshit.
No, nothing like that. Those are all the factual things left up. Cool. So shall we end the recording? So thanks for listening and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.